Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lori London. North Korea has been slapped with additional sanctions for its recent nuclear and ballistic missile tests. And this comes as the U.S. is calling on North Korea to pardon and release an American tourist who today was given a 15-year prison term. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the case comes amid heightened tensions on the peninsula.
University of Virginia student Otto Warmbier was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor, accused of committing a hostile act toward Pyongyang. He was with a tour group and reportedly tried to take a propaganda poster from his hotel. State Department spokesman Mark Toner calls the sentence unduly harsh.
And now that Mr. Warmbier has gone through this criminal process, we would urge the DPRK to pardon him and grant him special amnesty and immediate release on humanitarian grounds.
And Toner is appealing to U.S. citizens not to travel to North Korea, which has a record of arresting Americans to use as pawns in negotiations. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
President Obama has fulfilled a promise to pick a Supreme Court nominee to replace the late Justice Antonin Scalia. But Republicans are also continuing their promise not to consider anyone. A spokesman says Senate leader Mitch McConnell spoke to nominee Merrick Garland today and repeated that position. GOP presidential candidate Ted Cruz also released a statement saying there should not be a vote on any nominee until after the next president is sworn into office. In the race for the White House, both of Missouri's Tuesday primaries were so close that the Associated Press still hasn't declared a winner. And as NPR's Scott Detrow explains, the state won't certify results for at least a month.
On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is 0.3 points ahead of Bernie Sanders in Missouri. The Republican race is even closer, with Donald Trump slightly ahead of Ted Cruz. Both of those races are close enough that either trailing candidate could request a recount. But that can't happen for at least a month, because first, Missouri's Secretary of State has to certify the results. Local election officials have until March 29th to send tallies to the state, and the Secretary of State is given another 2 weeks to make things official. Scott Detrow, NPR News.
Oil prices are rising on reports that major energy-producing nations will hold a new round of talks about curbing oil production. The meeting next month in Qatar reflects a growing sense of urgency among producers. Stocks finished the day higher today after the Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged. Policymakers said there's likely to be a more gradual increase in rates than they had envisioned late last year. The Dow gained 74 points, the S&P closed up 11, the Nasdaq rose 35. This is NPR News. After a recent lull in refugees crossing into Italy from Libya, there has been an uptick, a dramatic uptick. Italy's Coast Guard says about 2,500 people have been rescued in more than a dozen operations in the Straits of Sicily over the past 2 days. Three bodies have been recovered. At least 24 people have been killed in northeastern Nigeria in an attack reportedly carried out by two female suicide bombers. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports that the raid came during dawn prayers and is the latest deadly raid blamed on Islamist extremists.
The first bomber blew herself up in a mosque near Maiduguri, the birthplace of Boko Haram. The second is said to have waited outside to detonate her explosive as worshippers tried to flee. One witness is quoted as saying only the imam survived, and that when the second bomber exploded, a child was also blown up. The house of worship had just reopened. This is the second strike on the Molai Umarari Mosque since October, when twin suicide bombers attacked the main city in Nigeria's beleaguered northeast. Extremist militants from the radical group Boko Haram are routinely held responsible for such attacks. Ophelia Christophe, NPR News, Abidjan.
There is a federal investigation underway into whether a New Jersey town outside of New York City violated religious freedom laws. A Muslim group is suing Bernard's Township, alleging religious infringement after the town denied the group's plan to build a mosque. I'm Lori London, NPR News, in Washington.